Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Oh, how rich we are supplied by the vine. And I glory with you in the branches. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, and you are faithful and you are true. Oh, God, and you are worthy to be praised. And Lord, yes, we will exalt you. But Lord, in your love, you want to exalt us together with you. Oh, hallelujah. God, thank you for this witness and testimony. Lord, that's it. We're epistles read of men. Alive. Oh, quickened. God, thank you for that new wine. Thank you, God, that we can be drunk on the Spirit. Lord, thank you, God, that it is something that's overflowing. Lord, we knew it at the ankles, the knees. Oh, it was up to the loins. And now, praise God, they can't see us no more. Lord, let us go deep and go on. And Lord, by your grace, call us home. Home. Thank you, Lord. Won't be long. We believe you and abound in hope. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, praise God. Isn't it good? Isn't it good to dwell together? Praise God. It's a lovely thing. Praise his name. Turn on over to Judges chapter 6. And you'll see how perfect and mighty is the weaving of what God has for us today. Judges chapter 6. We'll begin reading from verse 11. And there came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak, which was at Ophrah, that pertained unto Joash, the Abiezrite. And his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, Gideon, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles which our fathers told us, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. And the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? And he said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And the Lord said unto him, Gideon, surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. And he said unto him, if now I have found grace in thy sight, then show me a sign that thou talks with me. Now Gideon here was giving God every reason under the sun. Almost every excuse, if you will, that I've ever heard as why I can't. Why I can't. I'm too poor. I'm too lowly. I'm too messed up. The way I look, my reputation, my parents, the way we've been treated, bad, put down, abused. You sincerely can see here, he says, I am the least, the lowest, the worst. All of man's excuses why I can't, why I'm behind, and really, it's just unfair. Yeah. You could put any reason why you can't really in this statement, and it's a statement, if you will, of unbelief that is uttered by Gideon. And you have to even remember this. The Abiezrites were the weakest people. They were the weakest people of the tribe of Manasseh. Manasseh was the oldest son of Joseph. Okay, remember there was, Joseph had two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. The oldest one was Manasseh. But when Joseph brought them to Jacob to bless them, remember, Jacob put his hand to bless on Ephraim. And Joseph switched his hands. And Jacob said, oh no, don't you do that. I'm doing what God has told me to do. So Manasseh being the eldest, he didn't get the blessing, which he should have got as being the eldest. So if again, think about this. Gideon saying, I'm from the line that I got cheated. God has forsaken me, he says here. He had been programmed. He had been programmed. Gideon had been programmed that he had been shafted. Gideon had been programmed that his life was not as much as others. Gideon had been programmed that he had gotten the short end of the stick by birth. Now, why was this his mindset? Why was it? Why was he living in such defeat? Because he was living in the past. He was living in the past. The things that came out of the past. All the things that he was told from the past. All the things that were behind. And let me tell you something. There's one thing about the past and behind. It will always imprison you in one thing. And that's defeat. No matter what it is. Whether it's this kind of defeat. Or if it's the legend that you are in your own mind. Defeat. The past will always imprison you in defeat. Now, brothers and sisters, this is the epitome of a life that has no faith. And you know how you get to that place of no faith? You quit hearing the word of God. This is a place of unbelief. This is a place of living by sight. Amen? You can say this is the place of living by reality. This was reality to Gideon. This was Gideon's natural life. This meant something to him. This was real and tangible, he thought to him. I'm living by what I see. How could I live by anything but? Well, let me say this again. Anything of the past equals one thing, and that is defeat. And I thank God for a brother by the name of the Apostle Paul that came to set it right in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Philippians 3:13. Brother Paul says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. You know, when somebody tells you that is, matter of fact, the one that the Lord said unto him to tell us, follow me as I follow Christ, the one that truly is the one that by the grace of God was given the message for the mark, for the prize, for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. When he tells you the one thing. Think about all the people that go to these big seminars. Usually to get money and understand how to be successful. You know, but you know, you can tell them all this. Now I'm going to tell you, there's just one thing. And everybody just stops. What is that one thing? Well, this is the only one thing that matters. And Paul says, this is the one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We know what he's getting at, amen? This is it. This is why we come to hear this message, praise God, of the bride for Jesus. This is the mark for the prize, to win him, amen, to be ruling and reigning jointly together with him, to be glorified together with him. And praise be to God, Paul, encouraged by the Holy Ghost, tells you, here's the one thing. Forget those things which are behind. Forget those things which are behind. And reaching forth unto those things which are before. Now we see what is before us. Amen. It's to win Christ. That's it. He didn't say all these things that were before us. There's a mark. There's a mark, isn't there? It's exact. It's one thing. And it's to win Christ. He didn't put a bunch of things because the only thing that mattered was the one thing. Praise God. And by the way, that word before, where it says reaching forth unto those things which are before, you know what that word before means? It means a better rank. Look it up. Look it up in the Greek. It means a better rank. Well, what is the better rank? It's the mark for the prize for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. How do I love thee? How do I get thee to wake up? How many layers in every word and every line does he give us, brothers and sisters? And by the grace of God, I hope this makes you excited. Because I know that there's a few. That's all that guy ever talks about. And all I can do is say, in Jesus' name, God help you. God help you. This is it. Do you not believe what Paul was saying? Preach no other gospel? Do you not believe what Paul was saying? If I even come here and preach any other gospel, get rid of me. I'd be accursed at that moment. There isn't any other gospel. Paul said, I didn't come to baptize. He didn't. I came to preach this strong meat that we talked about last week. Amen? That's what we're feasting on. Because there's one thing that matters. And that's that better rank. Huh? I must go to the Father to send you the Holy Ghost. Because I want to minister this to you, brethren. But you can't understand this right now. But when I send the Holy Ghost, oh, and he's been with you, but now he shall be in you. And when he's in you, you know what's going to happen? He'll guide you into all the knowledge of what we're talking about today. It's going to go off in lights and wonder. You're going to apprehend it. See, it's been apprehending you all along. That's what you're for. You vessels of mercy, I want to bestow the riches of my glory on you. It's so perfect. It's simple. Isn't it beautiful? It's so absolutely perfect. This is not hard to be understood if you won't wrestle with it. And you know how you start wrestling with it? Just like Gideon. Oh, man. Look what's going on. How could my life be such a wreck? How could I be forgotten? Even by my own brothers. How about David? He was even forgotten by his own daddy. You remember that? After all them sons walked before Samuel? Well, man, I told you something here, Jesse. I know God told me it's coming out of your line. Don't you got any more sons? Well, come to it. The runt of the litter. That's my man. And that's you. And that was Gideon. But God had to do something. Now, this is sweet stuff. It all changed in 1 minute, didn't it? See, without getting past the past, without getting your gaze away from looking behind, there's no way to win Christ. And don't try to fool yourself. It can't happen. Because the Word of God says it can't happen. Do you understand that? If you're still back there, you're never going to be over there. And when I say over there, I'll use this as the midst of the throne with Him. I have to have a vision of one place, and that's there. That is my life, that's my calling, that's everything that's going on about my life. It's for more faith. It's for more glory to be built in this vessel for Him. For Him. Amen? To the point that I would be the very glory for Him, by the grace of God, as it says, that new Jerusalem. Amen? The bride adorned, descending from heaven, having the glory of God. Isn't that awesome? But see, that's where my vision is. That's where it's got to be. But if I'm back here worrying about my heritage, how I got to, man, I got shafted. God does not shaft His kids. Not a one of you. And not me. Well, my brothers tried to tease me. You know that, don't you? They always told me I had two other brothers. They liked them much better. Moses and Freddie. They were really mean. They tried to make me think that I'd got shafted. But I didn't. And neither did they. Now, Gideon was stuck in his pity. Call it what it is. Come on. To God, that's what it is. I'm not making light of your life. I know it's serious. I know there's serious stuff. And I don't know it because I haven't walked in your shoes. But I know who has. And I know who gave you shoes, praise God, to run a race to win Jesus Christ. And then if they weren't any other shoes, I'll tell you what, you can't win Him. Them are the shoes. And that is your camel. And that is your life, praise God. And it's for Him. It's for Him. He didn't make a mistake. It's exact. It's perfect. See, Gideon, all he could think of, oh, this is a mistake. I'm a mistake. Oh, Gideon, you're mine, man. Knock it off. It changed in 1 minute, didn't it? Changed in 1 minute. Because Gideon quits looking behind. Gideon quits looking by about why he can't. Because Gideon finally hears the word of God. He hears the voice of God. And what he hears is, Gideon, I'm with you. It just is amazing. You know, growing up, a lot of people didn't want to be with me. I was an odd kid. I was heavy, awkward. My dad really liked short hair. It accentuated my weight. I remember a girl one time said, you know, I'm going to invite you to my party. Honestly, she said this to me, I'm going to invite you to my party if you don't cut your hair. I had some really horrible things said to me. And they hurt. Yeah, they were real to me. But you know what? God even used that. Yeah, He did. You know why? Because a lot of people didn't want to be with me, but Jesus sure did. And I'm telling you, He was real to me as a kid. I'd sing songs to Him. I'm not trying to get you to feel sorry for me. Don't feel sorry for me. I had a mother, praise God. She told me, I mean, it was just amazing. One day we were just talking. Oh, yeah, honey, I remember when Mom and Daddy used to send me back to my biological dad, 5 years old. Stuck me on a train all by myself from Denver all the way to Washington, D.C. Five. Nobody with her. Nobody. And every summer they would do that. Now again, you'd think, what in the world were they thinking? I don't want to get into that. But I know God meant it for her good. And he wasn't a very good man in certain respects, but I'm thankful to God he's the Son of God. But there was a time she went out there for a summer. I think it was either when she was 5 or 6. And she was telling me this. Oh, honey, you know, to give me a story about her life. She says, you know, I went out there and he had a girlfriend. And every time that he would go away to work, she'd put me in the garage. And she'd put me in the garage every single day because she didn't want me to be in the house with her. And I'd have my dolly. And honey, I'd just sing hymns to my dolly and I had such a good time. You think, well, mother, were you nuts? I mean, she's just telling me not to make me feel sorry for her. She was telling me how she got to know Jesus. We all got stories. Come on now. And I'm giving you truth. She's right back there. Ask her. She said, really, God is doing me a favor. He's getting me ready for what her baby son's preaching to her today. You see how God got you ready all your life to hear what this vessel's preaching to you today? He does not shortchange his kids. Now, Gideon finally hears him. I'm with you. But I hear it even in a different way too. I'm with you. I'm with you, mighty man of valor. What? We're going to get into that in just a minute. It even gets better what this all really means. And I want to bring this out. Notice. Let me tell you something. The Lord cares. You know why I know the Lord cares? He says, cast all your cares upon me. Because I care for you. Amen? I love to cast my cares upon the Lord. But the beautiful thing about God and the beautiful thing about this interaction that he had here with Gideon, the Lord doesn't even discuss what Gideon just told him. The Lord does not address his woe is me list. God did not sit there and hold his hand and say, oh, poor fella, tell me how you feel. I'm so sorry. Oh, I know I'm going to get some letters for this. He didn't say there, oh, let's see how we can get closure. I'll tell you what, it really is time for a glory check. A glory check. You know, you've heard of a gut check. This is a glory check. It's right in the loins, into the fruit. And I'm going to tell you, the closure was done for each and every one of God's precious children on the cross. And until you receive that, it'll never be closed. Is it finished for you? Is it finished for you? I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God. How powerful is that? Huh? It's way more powerful than man's wisdom. God's love is real. Man's compassion is fake. Man's compassion, if you go after it, it'll defeat you. Let me tell you something. He's got a firm, loving hand. And he calls you good soldiers. And he wants mature sons. And he wants you to endure hardness. And iron sharpens iron. Huh? You betcha. She's a lover, but she's a fighter. She's a warrior. Oh, man. He's taught my hands to war. And that's exactly how you war right there, sister knows. You praise him. Don't let the enemy get you defeated. Oh, praise him. Yeah. Wish more people learned to lift up their hands to God. Now, here we go. The Lord wants us to get past the drama. And the reason is, I got news for you. Heaven's real. The bride of Christ, she's real. She's very, 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 very real. And we need to be about the word of God. And by the grace of God, we need to be encouraged in that love and his favor for us. In that, to quit the murmuring. To quit the murmuring. Rejoicing needs to come in. Thankfulness needs to come in. Even in hard times. Even when we are in sorrow. Even when we have tragic events. They hurt. But by the grace of God, let him bring that joy. Let him bring the rejoicing. Oh Lord, it hurts so much. My heart is broken. But I know. Hallelujah. It's just for a moment. It's just for a little time. It's a little while. And oh, honey, we're going to be exalted together. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, this is so real. I hear him speaking to me. See, we need to let his plans be our plans. We need to understand that he's speaking to us. You need to hear him calling your name. I've heard him so many times tell me, Jesse, I'm with you. Jesse, I'm with you. You mighty man of valor. Oh, thank you, God. And I'll tell you what, and you know it, don't you? It changes everything. It changes everything. You finally hear, just like Gideon heard. He heard what God thought about him. You got to quit listening to what somebody else thinks about you. You got to quit listening to what you think about you. And that's the worst one. Quit standing in that mirror. Whew. As you get older, it gets more... Well, never mind. What happened to that, huh? Everything changed in a moment. But notice this, see, Gideon's heritage didn't change, did it? His looks didn't change, his surroundings didn't change. All of that was exactly the same. The difference was, is how he saw everything. It's how he saw everything. And how you see is you hear the word of the Lord. See, faith gives you a vision. And the word of God is the only thing that can give you the faith to give you that vision. It calls you to see things that be not as though they were. You see past a situation into the glory of God. You're always seeing glory. Isn't that your life? From glory to glory? Well, how could that be glory? Oh, see it in the word of God. It definitely is. Ups, downs, sideways, backwards. It didn't matter where it came from. Think it not strange. That fiery trial, which is to try you. And it's going to try you. Oh, ho. Truck, bam, just getting up, bam. Bam, 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 bam. True. Ask Job about his friends. But praise be to God, it always ends up in one thing, a double portion. Always. Because that's our God. He heard the voice of God. Gideon, I'm with you. You're mighty. I got a plan for you. And that's you and me. Oh, yes, it is. This isn't a story about somebody else. This is to the sons of God. And we've got more. We do. Oh, I'm thankful for Gideon. Encourages me like you can't even imagine. Because it's the word of God. It's not just about a life and about an event. It's the word of God. And the word of God is all powerful. And the word of God, praise God, endures forever. So if it's enduring forever, I want it enduring in here right now. I don't just want a piece of it. I want all of it. I want all of that power. Praise be to God. He's expanding my vessel. And I thank the Lord for it. It's wonderful. I got a new wind. I got new wine. Because he's brought more love. Took some hard things to go through. But I thank God for all of it. And we're still in it. But see, what happens is it's time for us to hear the word of God and quit the lies. Listen to me again. Quit the lies. The things of this world, the winds of doctrine of this world are the lies. They're just lies. And those lies, you know what they do? They embed in you excuses. The lies of the world will embed in you excuses, bitterness, every reason, just like Gideon. I got the short end. I was born not as good as somebody else. I was in the wrong tribe. And I was even in the wrong family in the wrong tribe. And I was even the wrong one in my wrong family in the wrong tribe. Do you see how on the mark this stuff is? Because God's word is for now and it's for each and every one of us. God help us. These excuses, these reasons, the murmurings of our life, they're lies. And those lies stop when you hear the voice of God. Everything stops when you hear the voice of God. When you hear the voice of God, you're seated in the heavens in Christ. You already are seated there, but you get this, oh, yeah, I am here. I'm not there, I'm here. And I thank God for that. And that's when power comes to reign. That's when I know my vocation, that he is called Jesse. And Gideon was transformed into quite a vessel, wasn't he? But it was the same vessel. But the treasure, praise God, it grew. The same vessel, the same everything. But God transformed him by faith in God's plan. Why do you want to be stuck? Why do you want to be stuck? I got news for you. If you're stuck, your life stinks. I don't care how good you think it is, it's going to run out. Because God's faithful. Don't be stuck. Stuck, you get more cold, you get more bitter, you get more angry. You start going after more of what the world says. Let me just go, just embed myself in with them. I'll blend right in. I'll spew that same hate. And that's all this world can do. That's it. Now, faith in God's word. Everything changed when he was quickened in faith to live God's word in his life. It was always there. The word of the Lord was always there. But he finally heard it for himself and he said, you know what? Your word is true. Your word is true. Now, if you know this story, I know that Gideon had a little bit of time to get there. Well, God, would you do this and you do that? You know, let me ask God. Ask God. Has he not done mighty things in your life over and over and over? Problem is you forget him. Huh? Did you even forget the moment of your salvation? The infilling of the Spirit, just like Brother said. I can't remember any of that, but I know one thing. I'm in love. But he is your faithful God. He's your faithful God. And let this word live in you, direct you, and give you the same Gideon power, but even greater. Now, brothers and sisters, this is for each and every one of us. But once again, hear him. We're hearing him today. I know he's got you. He's got you. I don't have your attention. I don't want your attention. I want the word of his grace to have your attention. And that way, it'll get your attention, and it will have your attention as you go out this building. He has and receives all your praise. Amen. Isn't it wonderful? We praise him together. We thank him together. He gives the increase. It's high time. And it's high time to be honest before God. Isn't that a silly statement? Well, I think I'll be honest before God. Well, it'll sure do you some good. God already dealt with that in the ages past, but it'll do you good. Because the trumpet is about to sound. See, the trumpet is about to sound. And as the Word of God tells us, we must be one thing. And that's ready. Ready. And ready is never going to be by looking behind. It can't be. If there's anything back there, I'm telling you, by the grace of God, I plead with you today. If there's anything back there, you're not going to win. Because Paul says it's the one thing. Come on now. Your lover's calling to you. Come, come. Remember that cheerleader we talked about last night? He loves you. That cloud of witness. Praise God, I'm so thankful I'm loved. Win, champion. 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 I salute you, champion. Oh, now are we the sons of God. Hallelujah. Enemy wants to get you locked in the past, but get free in God's future. Oh, yes, those things that are before you. You hear him today for yourself. I was thinking about each one of my brothers and sisters. Praise be to God. You, Carolyn, you, Hagen, you, Jeanette, you, Gwen, and on and on and on. You, Dwayne, you mighty man of valor. I'm going to leave you with this. Because you need to know. See, we don't just sing with the Spirit. We sing with understanding. And I believe we're singing today. Amen? You singing? You singing? Well, I'll tell you what. This mighty, it means king. Once again, go have fun. Read about you. Read about you and what he thinks of you. That's the only way you're going to find out about you is you better go read about you. Christ in you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Mighty. King. And it means a mighty king. Mighty means mighty king. Gideon, mighty king. Valor, wealth, strength, riches, honor. Who? I mean, wait a second. Wealth, strength, riches, honor. I mean, we're talking about the Lord himself. Whose life did he give you? Amen. He gave you his life. He didn't give you a second, a short life, whatever. He didn't give you no short end of the stick. He gave you his life. This is why he can say that. He can't deny himself. That's you. That's you. Isn't that awesome? Christ liveth in me. Get it. Get it in the fullness. Don't just sing it in the spirit. That's wonderful to get happy. But sing it with understanding. And all thy getting... get it. Get it. Oh, praise God. Listen to these words. You are not your past. Things here don't define you. By the way, you're an alien. Read the Word of God. Your citizenship is in heaven. That's the Word of God. I'm not trying to be strange, but let me tell you something. Those that don't know the Word of God, this is a strange thing. We're passing through. Remember when you accepted Christ as Savior? What happened to you? You died. But yet you live. Galatians 2:20. Go look it up again. It'd be a great refresher. But it's no longer I that live. It is Christ that liveth in me. And the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me, and gave himself for me. So you're not your past. You are not the things of this place that you think define you. You're not what you've done. You're not how you look. 1 John 3:2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. Amen. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. Not maybe, but what we shall be. But we know, we're not doubting, that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. Huh? When he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Now, we are God's choice. Amen? You're it. Amen. You, by God's grace, were made, built, and called for reigning together with him. I'm with you. I hear him. Jesse, I'm with you, mighty king. I mean, I am that I am is telling me this. I'm with you, mighty king. You're rich. You're strong. The glory. I believe. Do you believe him? You really believe him? Believe him. Praise God. Let's pray. Father, we again come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you for the thanksgiving to you. Thank you, Lord, for just a little more all the time. God, thank you that there's an abundance just even in the handful. God, help us to keep going to the cupboard every day. God, thank you, Lord, that it's always new every day. Thank you, Lord God, that it's all glorious. That's what your calling is. And thank you, Lord, it's all because you loved us. You finished it. We're your workmanship. You said you'd perform and finish the good work which you begun in us. Lord, thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, that you do. You do adore us. And Lord, you favor us so highly. And God, we are not the things of our past, because we're born again. We're brand new. Old things, all of them have passed away. Behold, all things have been made new. Praise be to God for my brethren. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for these vessels. Hallelujah. To the praise and the glory of your grace. And Lord, oh, if it be thy will, may it be today. May it be today that we gather, that we see you and are like you. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.